Then move on to item 6.2, public hearing for the purpose of providing citizens the opportunity to comment on the proposed property tax increase. We will open that at 7:17. And at this time, I'm going to start that in. Judy? Nobody? I'll do it.
Please voice dollar.
Morgan, please.
Neil Moyer, Country Club Drive. At your last council meeting, the council, even though there were two members absent, had an opportunity to express themselves on issues of tax rate increase. I think Council Member McGowan had, I think, the right instincts when he proposed, it was seconded, to maintain the tax rate at the current level. That was subsequently amended. Needless to say, this poses issues as far as providing funding for issues of both the 2015-16 budget, but going forth in the future as far as being able to provide a revenue stream that can be used to at least partially attack the problem of the aging infrastructure, aging and deteriorating infrastructure. If it was just aging that was hanging in there, there wouldn't be so much problem. But like some of us, aging is not always accompanied without deterioration, and our infrastructure is deteriorating. And again, the city has proposed kicking the can down the road by not having an aggressive program being started and not providing for a revenue stream. There's some partial remedy potential for that, but it's not part of the budget process or the tax rate process, and that's the issue of utility rate fees, which has been raised in the past and hopefully will come about in the future, because we're having this continued transfer funding from the general revenue to the utility funding. And the city is on a pay-as-you-go basis, but the utility program is not on a pay-as-you-go basis. It does not fund itself. It should. It needs to provide a funding basis for going forward in the future as far as dealing with the infrastructure issues. So I'd like to see the council consider at its hearings next week on the tax rate, taking up Council Member McCowan's initial proposal, so that we can look forward in the future and not take what I guess I'll say as a short-sighted view of just this year's budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer.
Howard Dahl, Baywood. I'm against increasing the tax rate. Looking over the last couple of years here, for the most part, we have not spent what was budgeted. Okay, that gets turned over, it gets reused or reapplied or whatever. We've also got a nice increase in the appraisal. So I say keep the rate the same. We don't necessarily want to lower it, but let's keep it the same. And as far as the utility, finding the money for our heavy trash pickup, I think that can be found in there also, without an increase.
Thank you, sir.
Gerald Victor, 3346 Miramar. As I understand the tax rate, right now it's 0.84. And when the tax assessor comes up with the new revised rate, the equivalent rate is like 0.79, and the maximum you can go is the 0.82. If you go above that, my understanding is it has to go to vote before the citizens. So, unless I'm wrong, I don't think that would be wise to go 0.84 and let the citizens vote at it right now, because too many of them don't have a full understanding of how critical things are in the budget picture right now. So I recommend you go with the 0.82 rate, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
James Hester again, Bayou Forest, Southside. I apologize for jumping in on the tax thing. I didn't read here. But I'm new here, so I'm not really know the budget perfectly, or I've gone through it deeply. But if there's infrastructure and things like that for the water and everything, maybe I'm being a little bit premature. But overall, I'd like to see the taxes not increased. And I wanted to make a comment on the large bulk trash. I don't see any problem with maybe twice a year on that instead of every month. Twice a year seemed to work real well in other cities I lived in, it worked and didn't cause flooding or anything like that. So anyway, that's just something to think about. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? We'll be closing the public hearing for the purpose of providing citizens the opportunity to talk on 2015 property tax rate increase at 7:23.